Morning, sports investors. How are you doing today? Welcome back to the Fame Rothstein Sports Investing Show, where we discuss the fuss about getting to the bag through sports investing and sports wagering. I am your beloved host, Fame Rothstein, a.k.a. Michael Snackson, a.k.a. Bay O. Wolf, a.k.a. Malcolm Excellence, a.k.a. Hacksaw Jim Thuggin. And today is Friday, July 28th, 2023. It is about 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time here in the beautiful, lovely Queen City, a.k.a. the Republic of Cincinnati. And that makes it about 6 a.m. Pacific Time and about 3 a.m. in Hawaii. But regardless of where you're listening to us from, thank you for listening and welcome back to the show. Now, before I continue, I just want to remind you that if you feel you have a gambling problem, please do not listen to this show. Please contact your state or your local Gamblers Anonymous Association hotline, or you can contact www.gamblersanonymous.org, and hopefully they can get you the services you feel you need, because on this show, we discuss sports investing through sports wagering, and we don't want to be any triggers, any negative behaviors for you. So please contact www.gamblersanonymous.org, and hopefully they can get you on a path to the straight and narrow. But those of you who remain, you will become profitable sports investors. We did not last time that we were out, but we did lose because we were 1-1. The one we lost, we had Lane Thomas of the Nationals to get us over 1.5 total bases. He got a single, just didn't get another single to get us, get a double to get us over 1.5 total bases. So we lost that, but we did have the Cleveland Guardians going over 4.5 total runs against Kansas City and Zach Greinke, and they got us exactly 5. So we won that one, all right? But we don't dwell on wins. We don't dwell on losses. We keep going. And I've got 3 for you today. And that was Tuesday we came out. We didn't do a show Wednesday or Thursday. But we got 3 for tonight, all right? And we're going to start here at 6:40. We're going to be down in Florida. Got the Detroit Tigers going against the Miami Marlins, Florida Marlins. Again, I forget what they are. I forgot to even look at that. But I know they're a damn solid ball club. Okay, Detroit's starting with Reese Olson, 1-4 with a 4.03 ERA, 1.10 whip. I can live with the whip. The ERA and the record, I'm not with. 4.53 ERA. He's going against Braxton Garrett, who's 5-3, 4.32 ERA, 1.19 whip. The ERA is a little high, but everything else is solid for Mr. Garrett, and that's why we're going to take the Marlins on the money line at -144 odds, all right? We're going with the Marlins on the money line at -144 odds. At 6:40 p.m. Eastern, okay? And then at 7:05 Eastern, all times Eastern on the Fame Rothstein Sports Investing Show, betting public sports show on YouTube, all right? We got the Baltimore Orioles hosting the New York Yankees, okay? Yankees are starting Gerrit Cole, 9-2 with a 2.78 ERA, 1.08 whip. That's Cy Young shit. You know, it probably would be more of a Cy Young contender if the Yankees would damn hit on a regular basis. Okay, and Baltimore is countering with Grayson Rodriguez, a young pitcher. I think he's like 23 years old. 2-2 with a 6.91 ERA, 1.66 whip. Say it with me, folks. All that shit is high. I mean, the 2-2, you know, you got the record at 500 or worse. But, you know, the whip and the ERA, that tells me he serves it up. Okay, so that's why we're going to take the Yankees on the money line at -126. Yankees on the money line at -126. Okay, and then lastly, okay, this ought to be a good one. Good series for a weekend. You got the Brewers at the Braves. Okay, 7:20 first pitch. 7:20 Eastern. Adrian Hauser of the Brewers. 3-2 with a 3.86 ERA, 1.51 whip. That whip is way too damn high. But the record and the ERA I can live with, especially the ERA. Okay, and he's going against Yanni Chirinos. Yanni is a 4-4 with a 4.02 ERA, 1.24 whip. Young pitcher, those are pretty respectable, serviceable stats, especially for a young pitcher. You know, young Venezuelan cat, Yanni is. But I like the Brewers' offense. You know, obviously they're not playing against the Reds in the National League Central, so they're going to have to step it up a little bit. You know. But the Brewers ain't punks. It's just that Atlanta's just that good. But I like Al Houser to silence the bats a little bit. So we're going to take the Brewers plus 1.5. And that's minus 120 odds, all right? So let's recap. Okay, 640 Detroit at the Marlins. We're taking Marlins money line minus 144. Okay, 705 Eastern. Yankees at Baltimore. We're taking the Yankees and Gerrit Cole on the money line minus 126. Okay, and then at 720 p.m., Brewers at the Braves. We're taking the Brewers. Plus 1.5. All right. So there you have it. You got plenty of time to get online, get in line, and get to the bag. And you know the show's motto. If there's games to be played, there's money to be made. We'll be back tomorrow. More action. And to recap today's action. But in the meantime, let's look up on social media if you're not already. My Twitter is at Biggie Rothstein. BiggieRothstein. Okay. And don't forget to like, subscribe, sign up for notifications, leave comments, but most importantly, share the content that you see on the Betting Public Sports Show on YouTube, okay? The 23rd and 24th are, probably the 23rd and the 30th are college and NFL football preview shows will be out, all right? The 23rd and the 30th, all right? Those are Wednesdays in late August, all right? So there you have it. Let's go get our action in. Let's be safe. Let's be courteous. And we'll be back soon. You know, we're going to wait till football before we come back regular, you know. But, but right now we're kind of spotty up until August 23rd, all right? But there you have it. Let's go get our action in. Let's be safe. Let's be courteous. And we'll be back soon to talk about it. But until then, folks, be well. Peace.